Architects Vera Machoninova and Vladimir Machonin designed some of the Czech Republic's most distinctive modern buildings, including Prague's Kotva department store and Hotel Thermal in Karlovy Vary. The couple's legacy is being kept alive today by their granddaughter Maria Kordowska, who campaigns for Thermal in particular to receive sensitive treatment. The Machonin's architecture is frequently described as brutalist, and when we met at Kotva, I asked Kordowska if there was anything about their work that made it stand out from the genre, which is typified by a blocky concrete style.
They worked with very contemporary materials. My grandmother, she always tells these stories about how she had a friend in the Institute of New Materials, where in laboratories people were experimenting with new materials, and then my grandma came and used it on the whole building. To me, that's quite crazy, really, because I imagine it as if she would take nanotechnologies, which are very contemporary now, but kind of being used just in laboratories, and used it as a thing to cover a whole building. So that was that. There's the very particular dark metal, which is on Kotva and DVK, and it's and also on her personal house. And what I personally think about their buildings is that in their very kind of distinctive brutalist look, they're actually very fragile. You know, it's not really brutalism, it's late modernism with brutalist influence. So it's not that the concrete walls would really be just concrete and very, very thick and kind of bunker-like. It's in fact very often a metal structure which is just kind of has a thin layer of concrete on it. So in their brutalist appearance, they're very fragile and kind of neat and nice.
They're often referred to as a team, your grandparents, but do you know how did their collaboration actually work in practice?
I can't say exactly, because I am born 2 years after my grandpa passed away, so I've never met him. And I only talk to my grandma, and she's very technically focused. She was the one who really did the counting and the static. She really just kind of thought about the architecture. From what I gathered, I think my grandpa was more of a manager, and kind of he was good with people, and he could talk things out with the government or with the bureaucracy. While it was never a good idea to send grandma to talk to the bureaucratic people, because she would just get into a fight. So I think it was a bit of that. Grandpa was more the manager, and grandma was more in the studio taking care of the planning itself. However, it wasn't like this, you know, 100%. It wasn't strictly divided like that. I'm sure they collaborated on many things.
There were restrictions placed on them under normalization. Does that mean that most of their major commissions were from before 1968 or before the real onset of normalization?
Yes, that's exactly true. It's very interesting to hear today how all of them, their buildings are called communist monstrosities, but it's actually something that started during the normalization already, because it's true that all of their commissions happened in the 60s. And they were just finishing it in the 70s. So when the buildings were finished, for example, Hotel Thermal in Karlovy Vary, when it was finished, there were articles that came out in the newspaper at the time, which said, you know, there is this concrete monstrosity here in the picturesque city. What are we going to do with it? Because the communists, they didn't know what to do with the modernism. You know, it was too modern for them. There is actually a sentence in the article saying, oh, this feels too modern, we don't want it. So actually this hatred towards the buildings, which is very present today even, in my opinion, started in the 70s already, because they were, you know, it was the 60s era that only grew in the 70s.
You mentioned the Hotel Thermal in Karlovy Vary. Did your grandparents also design the famous furniture, the red and white leather chairs there?
Yes, it's actually, or it used to be, a very important part of the building, a key part, really. In the 60s, all around the world, not just in communist Czechoslovakia, when you designed architecture, when you were an architect and had a big commission like this, you designed not only the building itself, but the furniture as well, up to the last detail, you know, to the last teaspoon. And there are projects of all the chairs, various kinds, with, you know, detailed instructions on how to put them together, what should look like what the materials should be. And they were all made specifically for the building. And then they disappeared in the 90s, and up until today, they're being replaced with cheap alternatives. When they are being restored, it's not restored well enough. So the look of the hotel and the atmosphere disappears with the furniture the most, I think.
For you, of all their buildings, which is the most impressive, or maybe is the best example of their work?
There's things about each of the buildings that is different to the other one. So for example, with Kotwa, I like how it fits the environment. Many people would disagree with me, but I actually think it fits the old surroundings very well. With Termal, on the other hand, it was just a, I don't like using this word, but it fits the opportunity. It was just a Gesamtkunstwerk of everything. The architecture together with the furniture just made an amazing interior, or amazing structure in general. Currently, what might be the most interesting for the listeners would probably be the Czechoslovak or Czech embassy in Berlin. And that's because nothing has been changed, or very little has been changed there. It needs to be reconstructed. In fact, it's very old and doesn't function properly. But before that happens, if anyone gets the chance to go see the interior of the embassy, or maybe just Google it, it's the most interesting because you can still feel what it looked like when it was finished.
I believe when Kotwa here opened, it was a major deal. It was the country's big new department store. That was in the mid-70s. Obviously, you came here for the first time many years later. But how did it feel for you coming into this place knowing that it was your grandparents' work?
Well, I grew up in a building that my grandma designed with her husband, with my grandpa. So I grew up in a Kotwa. My friends, they call our house Mini Kotwa, and it seemed normal to me. I never really thought about it up until 5 years ago when we started kind of campaigning for the architecture. But up until then, I rarely read about it or talked to my grandparents about it. Obviously, we knew a lot about their work, but it just wasn't that much of a big deal.
You mentioned campaigning to support the legacy of their work. You guys, you and your brother Jan, use the name Respect Madame. Why is that?
Well, so there is a stencil, like a graffiti, written on the wall of our house where we grew up in. Someone, I believe my brother actually found out who that was already, but someone made a graffiti on the wall which had Hotel Termal on it, and it said Respect Madame. And it was some sort of an homage to my grandma. And we thought, when we were figuring out what are we going to call ourselves, we thought this was the perfect way to express what we're trying to say, that our grandmother's architecture needs respect. That was it.
Kotwa's glory days probably are well behind it. What's your view of the state of Kotwa today?
That's difficult to say, because as you're saying, its glory days are well behind it, but the glory days were also well supported by the regime that was here before, which we can all agree wasn't the best. So it's very difficult for the owners to figure out how to treat a building like this in current, you know, capitalist political situation. So I understand that it's difficult for the owners to make the building work. On the other hand, I believe that, you know, 30 years since the revolution and 40 years since the building has been built, we know enough about how important the architecture is. Society kind of beginnings to agree that these buildings are something that should be preserved and looked after. And I think what the owners are lacking is some sort of a vision or the willingness to kind of invest more rather than get an immediate return in their investment. What the building lacks now is the vision that it had in the 60s and 70s.
A major focus of your activities as Respect Madame is the Hotel Termal and fighting for it to be treated well. It's being renovated, or it's going to be renovated. I'm not quite sure what the state is at the moment. How do you view that project?
Oh, that's just a disaster. There's no other word to describe what's going on there. I was talking about the lack of vision in Kotva. With Termal, it's 100 times more the situation. Again, we all agree the building needs to be reconstructed. Very often people think that we want to make it into a 60s museum. That's not true at all. We really think it needs to be reconstructed, and then it needs to be given some sort of a look. But the reconstruction, for the most part, happens without an architect. What happens there is a lot of questionable affairs and deals, and it's just something that, you know, I really don't want to get into. It's too complicated. But yeah, it's just the lack of understanding of the building, the lack of understanding of the style of what the people are actually working with. It just makes me really sad.
And I presume you're afraid that in, I don't know, 5 years, a lot of what made it special won't be there anymore.
A lot of what made it special isn't there anymore right now, because Termal has been through a lot since the revolution. A lot of the architecture is gone already. The furniture is gone almost completely. So it is difficult to give it back its original atmosphere. I don't want to say original look, because again, it can be modernized in good taste, but that's not that happens right now. And I naively believed for a long time that maybe, you know, something will happen and they will understand and they will get a brilliant architect and have an open competition about who's going to reconstruct it and things like that. But I see now that it's really not going to happen. Maybe you saw in the media the new rooms that they did, that they're planning to apply to the whole hotel.
This is the hotel rooms.
Yeah, the hotel rooms. It's quite disastrous.
I believe you and your brother gave some tours of Termal during the Karlovy Vary Film Festival this year, and there was a lot of interest. Do you guys feel like you have a lot of support for your view of how Termal should be treated?
We've been doing these tours for the past 5 years, and we see that the support is rising. We started, you know, very spontaneously. We just kind of called to the film festival and said, can we make tours? And they were quite friendly about it, and it just kind of happened. 5 years from then, a lot has happened. The festival doesn't support us anymore. We don't really communicate with the hotel anymore. So we do these kind of guerrilla tours around the hotel. On the other hand, at the beginning, we would have 10, 20 people in the tour. This year, it was 3,500, I think, altogether. Obviously, it was much helped by Adam Gebrian being there. On the other hand, I really, really see that people are beginning to understand it and like it. And this division between the admiration of the general public, not all of it, but a lot of it, and the complete lack of understanding from the owners or the management is baffling, really.
My final question is, your grandmother, Vera Makhanynova, is 91, I believe now. How does she view all of this stuff?
She's 92 since last week. She wouldn't like me saying that out loud. How does she view it? She has these waves of what she thinks. Sometimes she tells us, you know, just give up. I've been fighting this fight for 30 years. It doesn't lead anywhere. You're just tiring yourself out. You know, do whatever you feel is important to you. And the next day you come and she just saw an interview about something. And she's like, we need to fight until the very end. We need to, you know, we need to know that we did everything in our power to stop what's happening. So she goes from being, you know, not interested at all to being very fightful and wanting to fix it.